We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It feels like Miami.
Miami, Miami. Miami, Miami. Miami, Miami, Miami.
It feels like Miami.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Carlos Navas. And with me today, on this very special day, is producer co-founder, Brian Goins.
You know what I do?
Yeah, Brian.
What did I do?
Oh, there you go. You're back.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, Brian's back. There we go. Brian was frozen. Brian's back. Brian is not unlike Ben Simmons, just very stationary, not moving. Not doing a lot. Shout out to CVW1744 for the tier one.
Yeah,
sub.
I'm going to pass it back to you guys.
Frozen again.
Okay, Brian's going to pass it. Brian's going to pass up a dunk for a layup. On my right, Heat Twitter president and host of the Hangover Time postgame show, Alf on Sydney, a.k.a. Alf954. What is up, Alf?
I haven't done the fist bumps in a while. The Heat lost four straight, and we haven't been playing, so.
When was the last time they won a basketball? What was the last time they won a basketball game? I don't even remember. What was that like?
It was in the bubble.
Yeah, right.
Last night felt like a win.
It feels like.
On the bottom of the screen, we have our Photoshopper and anime lover, Brass Jazz.
What's up, everybody?
Brass, I don't, like, creepy. Last night felt like a fucking win. Now, we're going to get into a lot of shit today, but I mean, we would be remiss. I had to bring in the big guns today because we got to slander the fuck out of the Sixers. Brass, that shit felt like a win for Heat fans.
Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, the fucking process. Like, Jesus. Like, are we done yet? Are we done? What is it going to take to people to finally be like, oh yeah, the process was a total failure? Just like Brad Stevens, he's not coaching anymore. So that was a total failure. Was it? That none of that panned out. Clearly none of this is fucking panning out in Philly. And it's done. Let's fucking be done with this. What a joke. Blow it up. Start the process again. I'd use another 4 or 5 years of fucking last place. Let's fucking go, Philly. If you believe in the process
place
so
in
much,
the chat.
If you believe in that
run
shit so much, do it again.
Run it back.
Run it back, motherfuckers.
It
Let's
back.
Go.
Let's go.
So
prove it.
So, there Brass, kind of to your point, I saw a tweet today by Mike Kozar, and he says, just realized that during the process, the Atlanta Hawks made the Eastern Conference Finals in 2015 with a completely different team, then completely tore that team down and rebuilt it, and then beat the Sixers to make the Eastern Conference Finals in 2021. Philly is down bad, man. How is that even possible?
Love it. I fucking love it.
Atlanta outprocessed the Sixers. Like with actual,
but like faster, picks. Dude.
Yeah, and it was like they just hit on what 2-3. Like no, like I mean Herder. I mean I don't know how Cam Reddish has been playing.
Trey Young,
but what Trey? I mean, of course, Trey Young, John Collins.
Hunter's not playing.
Like, yeah, I mean, imagine if they had Hunter and Reddish. Like that was just two weapons that they got through the draft. And but then when you look at the Sixers, you're talking about they hit on Embiid. They thought they hit on Simmons, but we
oh my god! He went full like Roy Hibbert, like but he like, went from like being like a player that some people respect to just completely unplayable and off the floor in the big scenarios. It's just incredible.
But we're talking Michael Carter Williams, Jaleel Okafor, Burles Noel, Markel Fultz. Yeah. Like how many?
They traded the good ones. Robert Covington. I mean, Noel are good, and they're not even there.
What about Saric? They didn't follow their process. Their process went shit, and like all they have to show right now is the press asking Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid who cannot make it through a season healthy. Like it's fucking hilarious.
I can't. I mean, Alf, the dunk, he's wide open for a dunk under the rim. And like, that had to be one of the most embarrassing moments of that dude's life. I can't imagine how do you face your teammates after that shit? How do you look those people in the eye?
That's me playing 2K on Xbox and not knowing the buttons. Like, I lay up and all of a sudden, it looked like he was going to lay up and did jump pass instead. Like that, I do that all the time when I play 2K because I suck at video games. Like he looked like me playing 2K. It was one of those things where if they couldn't be in it, like some of these results have been almost as good as watching a Heat playoff run.
Oh like, yeah, swear to God, if the Nets were able to be just healthy enough to beat Milwaukee, I mean that it all played out. Fucking incredibly,
but you know the problem. The problem, Brass, is if Milwaukee lost, what would we do?
Oh God, I don't know. It's been so long since I've been able to hate watch series.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do with my hands. Like I just
need the Bucks to get the finals, or we won the show.
We'll make work. Oh, yeah. I really want them in the.
So that's something I wanted to get into. I wanted to get into kind of like Heat fans rooting interest. Before we get into that, our homie Leif in the chat says Sixer fans are depressed assets. They are down bad. They're the saddest people online. They hate their team more than we hate their team, which is quite amazing. Those motherfuckers hate Ben Simmons more than we could ever imagine.
Bro,
it's funny.
That dude is.
They're talking about trading him for like CJ McCollum, which I don't even think that's realistic at this point.
Why would they? Why would Portland do that?
That's a good question. I feel like if they did that, it'd just make Damian Lillard request a trade immediately.
Yeah, like if somebody just clogged lanes.
Who wants to play with Ben Simmons? Who's clamoring for that shit? Like, who wants that? Like, what NBA player like wants like looked at that and be like, I want to play with that dude.
I can make it better standing my fucking way all day.
Well, guy, what did Doc say after the game last night? Like, he was like, I'm not really sure that he's gonna be, you know, starting point guard
championship team.
No, could he be a championship point guard? Doc Rivers like, I don't know the answer to that question.
I mean,
like,
that oof.
Doc Rivers like, I don't know, man. Doc Rivers might as well have said, you know the answer as well as I do.
He's like, bro, we doing bad right now. You asking these questions for? Like, I can't lie to you right now. Like, oh.
Doc, are you a championship coach? You'd have the same answer.
I don't know.
That's not either. We got.
Wait.
Are we getting a Doc interview? Did you guys book Doc Rivers for the show anytime soon or for Hangover Time?
You never know who's going to stop by Hangover Time. We might have Doc tomorrow. We might have Joel. We
got a lot of guests tomorrow.
It's going to be a star-studded show.
And fluid situation.
Izzy Gutierrez as well.
So hold on. I want to plug that. Before we plug that, we're going to... I do want to read something that somebody said in chat. Schmeathen Smolnik said, George, quote, I'm living a real-life Sedano. We have something for George because George tried to pull that shit yesterday as Heat Twitter came for their man. They're like, we are burning this motherfucker at the stake for all your takes. And George is tweeting, I'm with my friends of 30 years. I don't care about online. I was like, real convenient there, Sedano. Real convenient.
And he was doubling down on all the bad takes, which was wild. Like, bro, you have to. Like, you know what I mean?
It's almost impressive if it weren't so pathetic.
Yeah. It really, but it
no,
is,
you have to if you're him.
To stand on a hill like fuck Jon Snow, you know what I mean? With the sword out and the hordes come toward you, you know, led by E. Randy Bolton. Just like, standing there with a sword out and just like a break and like not moving off of your terrible takes. Like after the Heat got swept, I think we all just took our L's on the timeline, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think any did. Of us were over here like, you know, oh, well, you know, try to make excuses. We're like, yo, they suck.
We've been telling you like, all season they weren't that great. Yeah, so, like, yeah.
That was always, we
Brass and like, Tiff are like,
be fooled.
Yeah, don't get fooled. That's right. Don't whatever.
And it sucks
for all of us because we're then we win the win. And it sucks. But, like, George, man, Jesus Christ, dude. Like,
pump the brakes, man. Hill.
Let's
amazing.
Such a
let's hold on. I want people to understand. Like George is our friend, right? So like, there's like history there. And when George came on, it's funny because I was said on our podcast that has blossomed into something bigger than what it was at the time. But George came on our pod and said to Leif, right? It was me, Leif, and I think you, Alf. We were on the pod at the time. Which, by the way, if you're in chat, somebody lob Leif a gifted sub. Leif cannot be without emotes. So somebody, somebody in chat is kind enough to give Leif a tier one sub, that'd be great so Leif can hit us with the emotes. But George was talking to us, and George said, I'd rather be the Sixers than the Heat, that George would take the Sixers' future over the Heat. And at the time, Leif's argument and our argument was, it's like, hey, listen, we will take the organizational stability and the decision-making of the people here over anything the Sixers have, because all they've known how to do is lose on purpose. And they've backed their way into talent, and they're not going to be able to build a championship roster around these guys that they got lucky drafting, because the draft is a crapshoot. So that was our thinking at the time. That's where the whole I'd rather be the Sixers came from. We're like, well, obviously the Sixers had more assets and more talent, right? Because they had like these super high draft picks, but we're like, they're not going to know what the fuck to do with them, right, Alf? So
and
I think that's bared out true.
That was always the argument. And so there would be people would come at us and say, oh, I mean, look at the Heat roster. Because back then it was like Don Wildside, Deion Waiters, Justice.
Okay? Rodney Magruder.
Like, exactly. Fucking shoot me in the face with the Rodney Magruder shit. But what our point with the whole time was, it's like, I trust this organization. So, yes, on paper, who looked better going forward? The Sixers did. But predictably, the Sixers fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys ever
would've
seen
Rob
Hill. They're Eddie Bush. They're fucking Eddie Bush. Whatever they touch is turned to trash because they literally lost on purpose for so long, they never learned how to fucking win. And then they just keep bringing in more losers like Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers is still eating off that old title, bro. Like, you ain't... What's that that meme that Jack likes to put up all the time? You're not that guy?
Like, you're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy, pal. Like, Doc Rivers ain't that guy. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the dude has never run a creative offensive set in his fucking life. You see what happened to that team. When things bogged down and they had to come up with something. Like, I remember there was, like, one time I drew up a lob from out of bounds and KG tapped it in. It might have been against the Heat. And ever since, people are like, oh, Doc Rivers draws up great plays. No, he doesn't. It's just stagnant. People standing around. And like, and then when you get Ben Simmons and Embiid standing around and Embiid deciding he's going to try to take Capella off the dribble from the three-point line, holy shit, you played into the hard hands. Like, it's just, and you like, you know. And
this, Alf, what did I say all year about him?
He can't close for it, man. Like, he just can't. And then you value Tobias Harris and Al Horford and guys like this, or Jimmy Butler, like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? And that was our point to Zidane all those years ago. This is who the Sixers are. They're a loser franchise. Mm-hmm. Loser franchises stay loser franchise. It's just the way it is. There's a reason the Kings have been picking at the top of the draft for years, and they're still the fucking Kings. Yep. It's just a loser mentality that permeates everything they do.
But also regarding Doc, the funniest thing is, look at the Clippers now. Look at the Clippers. Ty Lue got the
good coach.
Kawhi-less Clippers move on to the Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
And that was a lot of Rudy Gobert
leveling the team out the second round.
Something Doc can never do with DeAndre Jordan, CP3, Blake Griffin, Kawhi Leonard, Paul. Like, list all the great players Doc has had for them.
Yeah.
Right? And even when he had the Celtics big three, they won title. I mean, I said this guy, first Ubuntu. Of all, that whole Celtics squad, Ubuntu crap. But that whole squad's eating off that 08 thing.
Why do you think Ray Allen never wants to associate with those people?
Fraud. They're frauds.
Ray doesn't want to associate with them.
And then Sedona was saying shit at the beginning of this year, too. Oh, they brought Doc Rivers. Like, I give a fuck. Brett Brown with a sore throat and a tan. Like, that's all that shit is.
And I guess you say you're not that good pal in Doc Rivers' voice.
You're not that good pal.
But like George, one of the first episodes of Hangover Time this year said that you know, we were asked like, oh, does LeBron need more help? Jokingly, and then was just like, oh, LeBron didn't need this year, man.
Yeah.
Like,
oh paper.
Boy, ooh, man, paper. Job. Look at the squad they built on here, man. They're better than last year. You know, yeah, sure, their defense may slip a little bit, but their offense, man. Woo.
We have clip. We got to do that tomorrow. They made about 20 minutes non-calendar.
Just receipts upon receipts. I like Brass. No, go ahead, Alf.
I was going to say, we all have bad takes. Like, we all have bad takes. It's all like, listen, sometimes I retweet my own bad takes. Like, whoo, like that shit was wild.
Yeah.
But like, It's the wood, and we love Sedano. Like, don't get us wrong.
That's our guy. That's our guy.
Sedano, a little bit too hard. Like, call a traitor to the 3-5. Calm down. You guys be taking shit a little bit too far. But
he just went Hollywood. That's all.
Yeah, he went Hollywood. Listen, I would go Hollywood too. Let these motherfuckers. ESPN hired me and sent me to LA. I'd be out here with a Laker jersey on.
On that Disney money, man.
I am for sale, bro. I'm for sale. Listen, don't think. You know, don't hire Al. He's such a heat homer. Believe me, you pay me enough money.
Oh, he would have like a Lakers post game show called Boozma or some shit. Like, he's got no shame, this guy.
Oh yes, by Harry Blue's Gin. I don't give a fuck.
For the right price.
What makes it so fun with Sedano is that he won't move off the tape. So it's like, you were like, that's why the back and forth is so fun. But like, he would call him a 305 slop. Calm down. Like, calm down. He doesn't
slander him. Keep slandering.
Slander him. Yeah.
Right. Deserves it. Until he fucking gets like,
fuck yeah.
Slander him.
Yeah.
But like, you know, he's a good guy. He's a guy. Friend of the show.
I'm going to betray a confidence. Another friend of the show, Rohan Nadkarni, was in my DMs asking if the Sixer thing that I do is a bit. And I go, Rohan, it's not a bit. Fuck them. I don't like them. And I'm arguing. He's like, no, but they're good. I go, I don't give a fuck if they're good. I don't like them. I don't think Embiid's. I don't think they're that good. I don't think they're that good. And I go, Alf, Brass, Brian, I've said this shit all year. Negative assist to turnover ratio and guarding Embiid becomes easy down the stretch because you send that second man and you make those reads hard and Simmons is not moving. And all of a sudden, the reads are a little more complicated because this guy can't do anything, and this guy is a turnover machine. I tweeted it out today. He had more turnovers in the series than assists. That's crazy, right? And so that's his Achilles heel.
To have eight turnovers and a big turnover of the game, and that's the thing. Like, I don't think he's gotten enough slander. And also, he has been awesome. And the thing
he's
is,
great.
Part of the problem is roster construction hurt Embiid. Because he shouldn't be your, you know, he's not Shaq, first of all. And for what he is, like, he shouldn't be your closer. He shouldn't be having these kinds of decisions. There should be a point guard who can make these decisions. Also, Shaq wasn't a tremendous passer out of the post. Embiid, you're not that guy, pal, either. Like, none of these, you know what I mean? Like, they need an elite closer, like maybe Jimmy Butler, for instance. You know,
what would Doc say to Embiid in the huddle after he has a turnover?
You're not that good, pal. Just shoot it over the bubble. Don't pass it to Ben. Stuck. I can't get off the floor. Why are you falling off the floor?
Ubuntu.
he's just so easy to make fun.
Buju!
Oh my god, it's great. I don't know. I'm you know, obviously Joel's a great player, and it's not here to say that he is or isn't, but you know, when you have an Achilles heel that is so easily exploitable, and time again, he had, I think, one more assist and turnovers in the Washington series. Well, it's just his defense sucks, right? And again, I think Embiid's a really good player. I think Embiid could absolutely be your best player on a championship team if you have the right pieces around him. But the Sixers didn't, and that goes back to our point. They did not build the right team around him. And Daryl Morey came in one season. Listen, credit to Daryl. Did a good job. Brought in Seth Curry, got rid of Al Horford, and wanted, and at least player. From what I understand.
One seed. Yeah.
Offered Ben Simmons in the Harden trade. Now, I think Morey got a little cute with his assets there, but.
That was the easiest run to the conference finals I've ever seen.
Yeah, a
Wizards team that did not belong in playoffs by any stretch of the imagination. One of the worst teams all year long, and fucking Hawks who are good. But if you're a Wizard, you should manhandle the motherfucking Hawks. Like, so you had that. You had
bad defensive
to get
team.
To the conference finals. Yeah, but to get to the conference finals, that was your route to the conference finals. So for them to not even make the conference finals is an all-time choke job.
Yep.
Like, all time. And Doc Rivers is at the head of so many of these. Like, it's amazing that this guy just still is put up there in the upper echelon of coaches where he has so many collapses, super talented roster.
Well, and like, and I, you know how much I hate Nick Wright, but Nick Wright had a real point on his show today, which I only saw a clip of because I don't watch it.
Can
trash.
Can you do this in a Nick Wright impression?
Oh Jesus! Really? You're really. You know what? Like, people thought
it's
we
for
were
the audience. Do it, the audience. Do
it. People thought we were actually booking these behind, and like now they're seeing behind the curtain. They're seeing that we were making it the whole time. G, like, you're really fucking our shit up. But
I care about the audience.
They're fake.
Well, yeah. Thanks. But yeah. Okay. So this is the quote here. If you're Philly, you could have won the title with home court throughout and with never having to be LeBron, AD, Kawhi, Jokic, KD, Harden, Kyrie, Dame. That's an all-time bad one. I don't know. I mean, I didn't click. I just read the fucking thing. I didn't listen to it. But like, he's right, that's though. Pretty good. That's like his best point ever, maybe. This was the fucking time to do this, and they fucking failed miserably.
All time choke job. I also like the fact
all Brass, time
like Brass's impressions are actually good. Mine are funny because how bad they are.
Your dog is good. I like your dog.
Well, no, yeah,
I like your Tracy Morgan.
I just put it on the poll. I just put it on the poll in our Twitch chat. That's the best one. Right now, vote with your bits on the Twitch chat, better fake, Brass's Nick or Alf's Doc. Vote now.
Gene, should you do an impression too? I'm pretty sure the first time I met you, you did a Coach Tony and Eric Reed impression. Like first time I met you.
I'm not a professional like Brass and Alf. You know, they're that's why they make the big bucks here. Miami Heat beat. So love to slander the Sixers. But there's other teams we gotta slander, right? So this is slander hour. Which, by the way, I guess before we get into slander hour, I guess we should talk about this real quick because I do want to get into kind of how Heat fans root. Because, like, I think there's a lot of misunderstandings on, like, how Heat fans, like, are supposed to root or who they should root for. So we're going to close the show with that. But I do want to get to Bam's kind of Olympic bid. Bam said he's going to play in the Olympics. Woj reported that today via Bam's agent. Brian, I guess I want to start with you, man. Like, with the man had knee tendonitis all year. Had the shortest offseason in NBA history. I know they went out early, but I would like it if he rested. Like, I want my man to stay home. I want him to ice that. I want him to maybe work on a three-pointer, you know, maybe a little bit of an inside-out dribble into a jumper. I don't know how much I am comfortable with him going to Team USA. Now, that could be a good recruitment tool, So maybe he's taking one for the team with all the young players that are going to be there. A lot of unhappy young players on a lot of teams right now. You know, I just saying. So I don't know, Brian, how do you feel about it? It was a mixed bag for me.
So I got 2 points. First point is, I think it's awesome for Bam because honestly, like, and I'm kind of stealing a take that Chef had on his timeline, but enough of these Instagram like trainers and working out them, because it's not going to do anything to his game as much as him going out and playing against the top competition in the world. So I think I give props to Bam for wanting to even just go out and compete. And he's probably going to be their starting center because I don't know who else is on that list that they could probably put on the roster that's going to go for him center. So that's going to be awesome just for him to get the playing time to be with these guys who it's pretty much his all-star team, but he didn't get a chance to play this year. So I'm happy for Bam that he got the invite. I'm happy that Pop finally realized ways because fuck Jason Plumlee.
My question was, were all the Plumlees busy? Like, where? How did Bam get the invite?
They had a family reunion. They had a family reunion.
And my
sorry,
my second point.
Okay, go.
Go ahead. No. My second point was more like, if you were in his position, wouldn't you want to go to Tokyo too?
Of course. I mean,
that's a good point. So but he can go whenever he wants.
My thing with Bam Olympics, like, I know we want him to rest, but he's having a full off season, so he was going to be worked out like a motherfucker anyway. So this is actually like a really, this is the best workout he could possibly get. Like, I know Remy caught a stray with the truly tweet, but yeah, I would much rather him be with the Olympic team, playing in Tokyo, playing, you know, because the games aren't going to be the best competition, and he's barely going to break a sweat in those games. It's not the early 2000s where they were beaten, getting home in third place. Like, he's not going to break that much of a sweat, but practice sessions, training camps, like, all that's going to be really good for his game. And he's very young. Like, those guys don't need summers off. Like, he needs to play, and he needs to expand his game. And an Olympic-style competition is actually something that could work for him and make him basically move further away from the basket and try different things in a competitive setting. He's just not going to get, like, at a Remy workout session or Miami Pro-Am. Like, come on. Like, let him go play the best. And also, recruiting. Like, I don't want Jimmy to play in these things because he's old. But young guys, he needs to go out. He needs to recruit. He needs to go make bonds with other smart players around the league. And networking. Like, he needs to be an ambassador for Miami because, you know, as George put it so aggressively on the timeline, Wayne Wade ain't walking through that door, you know? So they need a new ambassador.
So my take is...
Yo, Damian Lillard is going to be in that team.
Just yeah. My take is, selfishly, I would rather have the health, I think, but get it. Do it. I mean, it's fine. I think that's a good point. Now, these are not the same types of games. This is not the same type of competition you're going to be facing in the NBA. So I think it's fine. I think if he were genuinely hurt, I don't think he would do it. I also don't think that he would let him do it if he were genuinely hurt. Sure. And I do think recruiting is a big part of it. People already love Bam.
Yeah.
I mean,
the players love
Bam. So it's really, that's the funny thing about the recruiting. Like, he's kind of already done it. Like, the players love him. So it's more about the team just making the flexibility to get those players than it is for people to like this situation. But I'm confused at Popovich. Like, what's with change of heart? Did Pop like watch him?
We know what happened last time.
We know what happened last time. That's what I'm wondering. Maybe he's, it looks like Bam sort of softened a little bit.
I don't think they finished third place. I think they lost their third place game in the China tournament.
I'm saying is, like, a part of the reason, I mean, we know the reason why he didn't really choose Bam last time.
Throwing hands in fucking practice.
Exactly, throwing hands in practice. So maybe he's like, oh, it seems like Bam is sort of softened a little bit. Maybe, like, Bam is not going to throw punches with that haircut. Like,
my mom calls
him. But anyway, I'm for it. She says Bam, his hair looks go, like
the,
go for it, man.
You put the needles.
And you're as young as him, and he didn't get to do it last time.
What? Giannis tried to mansplain what a pincushion was.
It sounded like I tried ignoring it.
To the audience, I didn't know what it was. My mom had to explain it to me.
Did you just Google it? Did you just Google pincushion?
Is that an age thing? Like, do like mothers, grandmothers, I think it's an age thing. Younger people not sew anymore? Does anybody sew anymore? Like, all my grandmothers.
Ask Chad, do you know what a pincushion is?
We'll do recipes.
Anyway, go and do it. You didn't get to do it last time because Papa's a fucking idiot. So have your fun.
And injuries were nagging more than like anything extreme. Because yeah. I think we would have heard about him getting a surgery. Because one of the biggest things that hurt him was that hand injury. He was never right after he started wearing that brace in his hand or right where his hand was. That's the one that shoots from. He was never the same for that, whatever that thing was, that sling he had on there. So if he isn't getting surgery, then it's a nagging injury. Yeah. So playing ain't gonna hurt. All he needs is time. It's not even rest. He just needs the time for it to go away. So this Olympic thing hurt him. You know, like Julie says, it's better than Remy workout. Yep. No shot to Remy, though. Like,
Smith and Smolnik. Or Michael Beasley. Right. I mean, it's a Michael Beasley's not exactly an all-world defender that he's scoring against in these workout videos.
Yeah, like the last thing.
Yeah, I want to go on against Kevin Durant.
But like that's the thing, they keep showing these workout videos, and I'm like, who's that? Oh, Michael Beasley. Come on. Or some guy I never fucking heard of before. Like, what? I'm like, like the Olympic videos where he's fucking scoring all over Tatum and Brown. Like, let's go. Give me more of those fucking videos. Like, but, you know, the Beasley videos at the program, I'm okay.
I like what Schmeathan says. He says, G acts like Bam is going to be out there in a concentration camp. He's going to be doing cardio on the court and living like a king off of it.
Schmeathan, you throw that line, yeah. Bro. Schmeathan, you throw that line. Gotta tell you.
Whew. Came out our locker room the other day, or I guess green room now, but it was like Spotify bought it, so shout out to green room.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I want to transition into, to close out the show, kind of our rooting interest as Heat fans, because I think it's really interesting how this broke out. So obviously, Heat fans just fuck the Sixers all day and night, right? I think that earlier there was a Kawhi angle that, well, if Kawhi and the Clippers lose early, that could opt out of the contract, come to Miami. I think that that kind of ended. I think that them making the conference finals and him getting hurt really has kind of put an end to any Kawhi leaving talk, right? I think that that's enough success. And then you have a team like, you know, the Jazz, and there's a, you know, we don't fuck with Gobert, even though the beef started with Hassan Whiteside, and we don't even fuck with Hassan Whiteside anymore. But I mean, that beef has stayed, and just the city of Utah in general, right? Like, fuck Utah. Well, but there's also like Dwayne Wade as a part owner.
The whole Depoy with Gobert, so that bothers him as well. Like, in the fact that he gets put on another level than Bam when Bam's guarding 1-5, and that guy, I mean, guys are attacking him. Nobody
played off the court.
Oh, yeah, Gobert went out. So sad.
Yeah, nobody's attacking Bam, like, purposely. Like, no hunting Bam.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to get the fuck away from Bam. Motherfuckers are going at Gobert all night long. So that's a lot of it. So it's kind of morphed into that. But yeah, right. It did start with Hassan. But we never forget.
Somebody started even before Hassan. It started when they store our logo.
Mm. Okay, I'm getting called out in chat. I know it's not the city of Utah. Salt Lake City, whatever. I know geography. I know American geography. Whatever. Yeah, who cares? Yeah. Then the other three teams left, right? You have Milwaukee, which I know that they beat the Heat, so there's a little bit of that, and it's fun to slander them. You have the Hawks, which I don't really think anybody believes in the Hawks anyway. It's just kind of a story. And then there's
we won the win for Solomon Hill, though.
Wait, yeah, we want to win for Solomon Hill.
Are you mentioning Utah? Like, they're still in the playoffs? Like, why do you bring up Utah? No. I just thought about that.
No, I was just going back to the second round. Like,
Because we were supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, we were supposed to be doing this like a week ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It would have
been a little more fun. Now it's a little more predictable. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last team that's a little complicated is the Phoenix Suns. And I kind of want to start there and we'll work our way out. I think especially with our show in particular, it's complicated. I think for most Heat fans, it's not complicated. But for us, it's a little complicated because of a campaign that we ran a couple of years ago. Huh?
It's not complicated, though.
What's not complicated about it?
For the record, I actively want the Suns to win. Like, same.
Okay.
Because Devin Booker is really fucking good and he's fucking cool. And
can you explain, though, what we're talking about for people that are newer to the show and may not understand what we're talking about?
This is what Gianni was setting it up and sort of, you know, for setup purposes, taking the sides of some people out there on Twitter. Hold Justice better, right? So Justice Winslow was a player that we genuinely like on Heapy. I think all of us at Heapy genuinely still like Justice.
I still like him.
Just plagued with injury. And unfortunately, I'm not so sure he's ever going to get better. Every year. I mean, it's just constant. But so we did a song, Justice Better. Leif wrote it. I sang it. And it was fun. And I got news for you. That season that we did that, Justice moved to the point and started flourishing, right?
He really good that year.
Absolutely.
I remember he saved that song for the first game he came back. Right. I remember. He
absolutely got better that season. Okay. That year. And showed a lot
of promise.
They said
it on the broadcast. Eric Reed.
Yeah. He absolutely did. It was fun.
Jason Jackson asked him post.
But to back up a little bit of the Justice Better thing, and we've talked about this many times, but like, I'm so tired of it. We got to put this shit to Jack really should be on to sort of talk about this.
Jack and Isaac.
Because Jack and Isaac, they're the two that sort of started this shit.
Ace in the Jet says, great song. My kids and I still sing it. Shit, bang.
Banger. Let's go.
Anyway, so the whole, like, you know, Just Better came up. It started because every time you'd mention, you know, a player, you know, it'd be like LOL, Ben Kobe.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you saw some people all over Twitter doing the that Lakers shit. So this was like the Heat version of that.
The Lakers fans don't let you praise anybody that wasn't Kobe. You were like, oh man, right. LeBron is awesome. Better than Kobe. Like,
better than Kobe.
Nobody was even talking about Kobe. Not bringing that motherfucker up.
So from jump, just as better was tongue cheek. Okay. Now, two things are true. That was kind of funny, kind of ironic to be like, well, just as better. We knew Justice didn't have the fucking stats and everything, certainly offensively, to be putting him over hardly anybody. But like on top of that, it was, but we also liked him. So, and then it sort of blew up. And then the lyric that set it off, that I think set all of this off, was Devin Booker scoring, but his Winslow.
Great line.
It's a great line.
Still a great line.
By the way, Leif wrote that. He wrote that line. I just want to say, so if you want to send your ads out. Anyway.
Didn't you play that for Justice in front of him?
I played it for
you
Justice.
You played that for Justice, I remember. Didn't he laugh? He chuckled.
The only part he got uncomfortable around was a Devin Booker line, to be honest with you.
True. And honestly, that's what got Eric. That's why they stopped saying on the broadcast, allegedly, is because of the Devin Booker angle. So, but anyway, that wasn't even like part of the Justice Better thing. It was like the song sort of brought that out. But anyway, so cut to now. And you fucking people on Twitter are still coming after us every time Devin Booker has a good game, which is often because he's really good at basketball.
Always.
Really good at basketball. Yeah. I mean, come on. Devin Booker scored. Wasn't in his rookie season, he scored 70 points in a game? Or was it sophomore, second year? Maybe. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, early on, right? And then that happens, and jokingly, we're sort of like, oh, yeah, Justice better. I mean,
better now.
Come on.
And honestly, we got to the point where we were saying that shit just to fuck with people.
Yes.
Justice still better. You know, I
we
was saying.
We still like Justice, and we still want him to succeed in the league. But, like, yes, it was fucking tongue in cheek, man. Like, get over yourselves. You come after us as if like, oh, isn't look at they should have drafted. I can't believe they could have had Devin Booker over Justice Winslow. I was like, oh my God, are you going to go through every fucking draft in history?
Well, the teams could have had Devin Booker. Like, come on, let's
give
stop.
Me a fucking break.
And like, and the funny thing is, who was watching that draft didn't think that the Justice Winslow pick was a steal.
Yes.
Like, everyone was like, oh, shit, they got Justice at 10.
Remember that Danny Ainge offered like 1,000 picks for him, and Riley's like, fuck you, and everyone's like, badass!
Well, so back to the original question. There is no Heat fan, and including this podcast, could have any beef with the fucking Suns over Devin
They're
Booker.
Great. But we do get a lot of slander every time they win, so it's been annoying. And that's my only, like, when the Suns are winning, I'm just like, mentions are about to catch fire. I gotta get ready.
No, but you gotta be like, honestly, well, we're gonna take a page from Zdeno's book.
Living
no
life.
What Devin Booker
I'm
does,
with my friends of 30
better.
Years. I'm not picking.
No, I'm with my friends of just 30 years singing Justice Better now.
I just always say that song was good. Like every time people talk shit like Riz McGiz or even fucking Zdeno, I was like, that song's
Riz.
A bop.
You didn't get me started on a Riz.
I go, that song was good. You guys can shut up. People in chat have been like saying it's a good song. Brass and Leif killed it. It's a bop. I love it. So just grow up.
But going back,
music to video is good too. By the way,
video is great. We should tweet that out again.
Yeah, we should.
Just to fuck with everybody. Yeah, but back to the original point. If you're talking about Suns versus Clippers, because of James Jones
Jay
in the
Crowder.
Front office, we've all forgiven James Jones for going to the Cavs. Like, who gives a fuck now? That dude is a Miami legend. Barely. Went to University of Miami. Went to high school in Miami. Played two different stints with the Heat. Like, dude is a legend, and he's doing great shit over there in Phoenix. We're happy for him. We love Jay Crowder. Like, we wish we could still have that motherfucker on our team. I'm still not mad at the Heat for letting him go because he wanted years. So that's a whole nother argument. But there's no beef with Jay Crowder. There's no beef with James Jones. And honestly, if you don't like Chris Paul, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. Or, like, that dude needs to win a title to solidify his standing in NBA history. Devin Booker's awesome to watch. Like, that team is so much fun. Like, for me as a Heat fan, and I think all Heat fans, or not all, but, like, I think most of us are rooting for the Suns to not just get past the Clippers, but to win the whole thing.
I love how Ace in chat says that song got me off local radio listening. That's fucking cool, man. that was a fun time for our show. Like,
because you
have to look at that shit,
and you have to look like we're fans. We're just Heat fans, right? So it's us making. We did a parody song on a Heat player that we liked.
That was nice to us. That was good to us.
That was very good to us, and we're propping up a player, man. Like,
we're having fun, bro.
And honestly, some of you out there, I remember specifically, he started balling out that season and started being like, okay, yeah, he actually is really good.
You know,
but it's the injuries that fucked him and it sucks. But
you know what's funny, yeah, Brass? A lot of the people that dislike Justice are also the same people that like Hassan over Bam.
Oh, yeah. It's that there's a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
And it's almost a circle.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, it's fucking close.
It's kind of funny absolutely. How that works. It's really funny how that works.
Like or just extreme Tyler stands too.
Oh, like, well, that's a different part of the diagram. There.
Yeah, that's a whole different.
Yeah, that's a different.
That's section. A sociology study.
Behind the fucking Tyler Hero. I see a lot of the same people because they get pissed off because they're like, oh, you said Justice was better than Devin Booker. Meanwhile, Tyler Hero, he's actually better than Devin Booker. It's like, well, what the fuck are you doing?
They try to bring out his stats and say, well, this is what he did in the same year as Devin. Like, stop with the Tyler Hero, Devin Booker shit. But you know what's funny? It's like what Brash just said. There's a weird thing that fans do. You guys said Justice is going to be better than Devin. And?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And we didn't even say that.
Wrong? Like, did we let you down?
We didn't even say that. Alf.
But it's not even that. But no, they're like, you told us. Bitch, who cares what we said?
Well, we did say he was never going to let you down.
You told us Justice was going to be better than Devin. Like, what? How are you? Are you 3 years old and you found out this at Santa Claus wasn't real? Like, grow the fuck up. Like, get your own fucking take. Sorry, spoiler alert. Santa Claus isn't real.
Whoa.
That's the weirdest thing to me. Like, when people get mad at Five Reasons or get mad at us, you said we were getting Giannis and we didn't. We were wrong. They were wrong. The source was wrong. It was a rumor. Get the fuck over it. Grow up. Like
we weren't really saying that on this network, but
not we weren't. But I'm just saying when fans get do that shit, we're like, oh, you told us this. Yeah. Whatever. I'm drunk 90% of the time I'm on this fucking show or on my show. I'm always
wrong.
And I'm half the time I'm tweeting I'm drunk. So why if you're basing your fucking fandom on shit I say half the time, I have no idea what happened most of the time. Next morning on Hangover Time, I got to go back and watch that shit. Sure. It is true. Sure. Brass had a whole fucking story the last show, and I attributed it to Moose, which I think is racist on my part. But that's a whole other story.
After our last show, Alf, he was so drunk that you know when you get to that point where you're so drunk that you think you're sober and you start calling all your friends around you drunk. Like that was the point that he got to. And it was, yeah. it was sloppy. Yeah,
that's
and so you're mad because my takes are wrong. I don't even know what up is up, down is. I have no idea.
I love that point when you get drunk and it goes really quickly when you are drunk, but you fervently think you're not. And it's like a very, very fine line between that and you thinking, oh, I'm so fucked up. Right. There's it's like a line. And then you cross like you're like a millimeter on the left and you're just like, I'm fine. And you cross it and you're just like, I'm so fucked up.
But you know what? Even if I'm that fucked up, I could still shoot better free throws than Benson.
I would love to end the show there, but I do want to get who everyone's rooting for. That would have been perfect. Brass, with whoever's left in the playoffs, like who's your.
As soon as the Heat were bumped out, I was Hawks Suns all the way.
Okay.
Hawks Suns. Because I am a huge Solomon Hill fan.
Lifer.
Yeah.
Fucking, yo, he used Burn the Boats lifer. Twice on his timeline.
I want to ask him. Brian's trying to get him on one of the platforms here.
And he owes us one. He bailed on
he owes us a Hangover Time. We got to, Alf, you got to ask him if he had told the Burn the Boat story to the Hawks.
Oh, he had to.
He's tweeted it.
But like I said, I'm drunk all the time. But
no, you got to remember. I'll leave you a note. Brian, who are you rooting for left in the playoffs?
I'm rooting for Suns. I really like Chris Paul. He's pretty much my second or third favorite player still in the league right now. So I've pretty much been wanting him in Miami, actually. Obviously, like his contract at the time sucked that we couldn't really get him because of that. But I really do love him, and I kind of do wish that he comes back fine from whatever ailment he has right now. Does he still have symptoms? Do we even know what his status is? Regardless, I want him to win the title.
Somebody reported that he's asymptomatic and that he should
and, be okay, that's awesome if that's the case.
Alf?
So, yeah. No, I really do want the Suns.
I'm rooting for the Suns, of course, and I'm rooting for the Hawks against the Bucks. But secretly, for hangover time purposes, I kind of need the Bucks to keep going because it's going to be real. I need the hate watch stuff. Like, I need to be petty. Like, we thrive off of pettiness, and it's going to be really hard to be petty with Suns versus Hawks. Like, I'm going to love the games. I'm going to enjoy them. But I need a bad guy. I need a villain.
True.
And, like,
Pat Connaughton's that villain.
Yeah, I need PJ Tucker and Pat Connaughton and Giannis talking about don't play with our food and Coach Bud looking confused on the sideline with a fucking sweater that's way too tight. Like, just
way
like,
too tight, dude.
Yeah, like, what is going on? Like, he looks like he's going hiking.
He looks like he bought that ahead of time thinking that he would lose the weight and he just
yeah, he bought that before the pandemic. And then now he's going hiking and he's like, oh, it still fits. And nobody around him.
He can't really put his arms up all the way, you know, because it'll ride up. Fall out. Yeah. I like what they said on Levitard. He looks like a sad clown with the face paint washed off.
He looks like an older Chris Cody a little bit.
Oh, no. Poor Chris. He does. Greg Cody's son deserves better than that.
Rohan?
Listen, I'm rooting for the Hawks because I really like Atlanta rap on my timeline more often.
Moose in the chat brings up the biggest reason I want the Bucks to fail. Fucking Thanasis.
Oh, fuck that. That
fucking loser.
Skinniest like jeans ever. What is he doing?
Do you change your vote now?
No, I want them to lose in the finals.
We need to make fun of Thanasis. We need Thanasis. We need like a Thanasis cam.
All the way. I mean, I've never seen a player used like that. Like, there was that one game, he was in and out of the lineup six or seven times and logged one NBA minute. Like, I've never seen no shit like that. Not take you fucking warm up six times and not be able to fucking log more than one NBA minute. Amazing.
He took off his sweats more than Ben Simmons had field goal attempts in the fourth quarter all series.
Yes. And he probably attempted more field goals. We gotta look
that shit up.
Thanasis in the fourth quarter.
No, that he probably zero, dude.
Maybe a free throw. I don't know.
I'm gonna look for Thanasis Antetokounmpo's playoff field goal field goal attempts. Bro, I'm in on Atlanta advancing. Have you seen how good those Magic City wings look? I gotta go.
No.
That shit looks good.
I've been to Magic City. I ain't no fucking wings though.
Is it lame that I want to go eat the wings?
Yeah.
That's on brand.
They look fucking good wings. I've never been to a strip club, but I want to go to Magic City only for the wings.
I can get wings anywhere.
Those wings look good. Listen, the longer Atlanta stays out, the more Atlanta rap is on my timeline for reasons. And I like that. I'm pro Atlanta rap. I'm not like you guys. I like Giannis. I like Drew. Like if they win, I'd be happy for them.
I do like Drew, and I won't be happy for him, but I do like
Giannis. I think Giannis is a good player. And I think that it'd be nice if he wins. It'd be nice. Then Thanasis has six free throw attempts.
It's nowhere near as if like Philly got in though. Like, I mean, there's no.
Oh
question.
No, there's no way I root for Philly. And like,
no, yeah,
the Philly hate watch would have been content TM, but at what cost?
Yeah, but the hate watch right now on Philly is so much like it's so much sweeter.
It's an embarrassment because they didn't even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's great.
It's conference
I love
finals
it.
Thing is, I didn't want the conference finals thing for either the Bucks or the Sixers. But it's way funnier than the Sixers, like because the Bucks, like they didn't really do anything wrong. Like, yes, their Twitter account is fucking annoying.
Those fucking bozos who run the Twitter account.
I do think that is one of those cases that if you lived outside of Twitter, I think it feels different.
It's hard to hate them. Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, they're kind of the Sixers or the Bucks?
No, the Bucks. Fuck the Sixers.
Oh, no, yeah, no. The Sixers are
just... Because honestly, like, Philadelphia. Ooh,
I was like, I was made to feel weird when I was like, Joel Embiid's unlikable. And they're like, why? And I was like, he is. I don't know. He's fucking corny. And they're like, I don't see. He's not a bad guy or anything. I was like, well, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm saying he's unlikable.
Any fucking 7-footer that's on the floor that fucking much,
I can't like him, dude. It's like, it's just basketball dislike. I don't think he's a bad dude, but. He's fucking
the end
annoying.
Of every play. It's like, the end of every play. It's like they tied his fucking laces together. He's always hitting the deck.
Bro,
every
can we talk
time.
About? You know what pissed me off about him was the John Collins thing when he got into it. Your fat ass fell on John Collins. You're like 8,000 pounds. John Collins is a skinny dude. You fell on top of him because you're a clumsy asshole, and he pushed you off. You can't take offense to that. Your response cannot be to fucking go up and put your arms up. Like you're a fucking bird of prey or something.
He's
like, what the fuck was that, dude? It's like, who do you think you are? It's like that dude just dunked on you and put your ass in a chokehold at the same time. Take your fucking L. Come on. And that was like high key dirty falling on him that way. Like he did that on purpose. But
no, he's a clown.
I don't like
he's
him.
He's kind of dirty. He's just.
I'm out on him. I'm out on
him. If he was I might be okay with some of his antics if he was a fucking wing. But to be like to be the biggest, most dominant player in the game and not be able to keep yourself upright and like to throw your head back like you're fucking James Harden every time someone comes near you. And that just, I mean, dude, I mean, I grew up watching Shaq, Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon, like real fuck. And I don't mean to sound like get off my lawn guy.
You do.
But Jesus, have some fucking respect for yourself. Like, you clown. You're 7 feet tall.
He's 7'3".
Bro, and you're like 500 pounds and like fucking Trey Young's, one of his hair follicles is knocking you on the ground. Like, fuck out of here, bro. Like, that shit is just, it's hard to respect that shit. It's always like with James Harden. I've always thought he's a great player. It's just hard to respect the game when you watch it, when he's that ref baiting shit. And ref baiting from a 7'3" dude? Like, nah, bro. I can't fucking rock with that. Unless he was on the Heat, then I'd be like, yo, he's awesome.
Like, and real quick before we get out of here. The Harden things, I thought the only like respectable thing Harden's ever done to me was tough it out those last couple games. And I thought the slander, Alf, was kind of weird on that. It's like everyone's like, oh, James Harden again, batting in game 7. And I was like, I don't feel like this is the time we should be doing that.
Like, my thing where people are like, this proves that he's not better than Wade. No, listen, that was proven.
This was actually kind of cool. I mean, the dude really toughed it out.
It literally was like, I gained so much respect for him off that. Like, and I think Stu Gott said it on the Levitard show. He gained more respect for Kevin Durant from losing that game 7 than any title he won with the Warriors. Like, to me, I looked at the way James Harden and Kevin Durant finished out that series, and I gained mad respect for both of those dudes.
I mean, I already love KD, but for Harden.
I think KD's the best in the game, but just like, just the fact that you're paying 50 something minutes in a fucking overtime game. James Harden's on one leg playing 47
and you
50
could
minutes.
Tell that he's on one leg. Like, it's not like Embiid that you can hardly and tell taking, he's on a bad minute. Like, Harden's laboring.
And taking the challenge of defending Giannis and waving off a double team in crunch time?
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, give me that fucking level of heart any day of the week. But now, is he better than Dwayne Wade? No. Oh, is he a playoff choker?
Hell yeah.
But
not that time.
Ain't nothing about that game that's going to have me slandering James Harden. Yeah.
I also want to touch very briefly on the other scenario. Like, let's say I think the Suns are going to go, even if Chris Paul. I know Chris Paul's out for Game 2.
They're probably going to win.
I still think they're likely going to win.
Especially
however, if the Clippers get in, I also don't hate that too much because there's something like I am fuck the Lakers all the way.
Yeah,
and that is going to drive them insane.
For the Clippers to win in Staples Center?
Insane.
Oh, man.
So I kind of like that angle. I'm not mad at that angle. If it comes to that,
I like Kawhi cool too, man. I like Kawhi.
Is Kawhi coming back at all?
So actually, like at the expense of getting made fun of because I always bring up Zach Lowe, he had an injury expert on the pod and they were kind of explaining the ACL injuries and MCL and all that shit. And if he has a grade one, like a mild thing, he could come back in 3 games. So there's history. I think it was Jared Jack who had a mild ACL injury and he was back in after three games.
So, oh yeah, I remember that was that was crazy.
So it depends on the grade, because like everything is a sprain. It's just the degrees of which it's sprained slash teared. So if he has a mild injury, he could be back by game four, right? Or maybe even game three, because there's longer breaks now, especially when you go from home to away. So there's a chance he could come back, depending. If they tie it up, listen, if they get the next
Dwayne
one.
Dwayne Dedman played a whole season with a case of gout. So
I want to end it there. Damn it. We gotta promote the show tomorrow. Oh, that would have been so good.
Jesus, you should have done that earlier.
I know. I should have fucked up.
We're setting you up.
We had three good jokes to end on.
I brought the heat. Go ahead and fucking
promote. Well, we have a big hangover time tomorrow. It's our big Pride fundraiser. We have a lot. We have a special guest, Izzy Gutierrez. That's a homie. That's a lifer around here and in Miami. We're going to give away lots of prizes, lots of really, really cool prizes. Some celebrities have gifted some prizes, so that's really exciting. And we're going to reveal those tomorrow, kind of leading up to the show. We're going to have donations. So the donation link is on our Twitter page, @MIAHeatBeat on Twitter. The show's going to be right here on twitch.tv/MIAHeatBeat. If you're a pod listener, if you're a YouTube audience, I'm going to put the link to donate in the description of the video and the pod. If you can't make it to the stream, 100% of the proceeds are going to go to the One Pulse Foundation and a youth foundation in Long Island that's very near and dear to Tip's heart, who's up there in New York for LGBTQ youth. So this is we've been kind of unrolling a Pride fun, like celebration, a giveaway fundraiser all season long with our Pride merch at our store. And I'll put a link to that in chat. So if you buy any shirt, you know, 100% of the, we don't make a cent. 100% of the proceeds are going to these foundations that are local to Florida and to New York, where everybody here in Miami Heat Beat is based. And we're giving away lots of cool stuff tomorrow. So 8 p.m. Tuesday, right here on Twitch. If you're a YouTube guy, if you're a YouTube person, come here on twitch.tv/MIAHeatBeat. Give us a try. If you're a pod listener, try to get here for the stream. Izzy's going to be there. We're taking donations. We're going to have cool stuff and prizes to give away all night long. It's as easy as just logging on, and all you have to do is put one simple command in chat and you're in it to win it for all these cool awards. So make sure to check us out tomorrow. And we appreciate you guys. You guys have come strong. You know, the merch has moved a lot and it's been really overwhelming, everybody's support. So make sure to be on the lookout for all of that. I don't really have a funny joke to end on, but this is important.
No, I do just want to say that every time we've done something and we've asked you guys to subscribe or donate, like what you guys did for Baskets for Babies, I think we got up to $7,000 or something crazy. Like, you guys have always been supportive of everything we've done. This one is this is close to a lot of our hearts. You guys have been great buying the Pride merch. And it's really easy to enter in to win all these cool prizes. We're probably going to have something from the Levitard show. I just don't know what yet.
Ooh.
We have a lot of cool stuff for you guys, and it's going to be really easy to enter. You don't even have to donate to enter, which I didn't like, but apparently there's something against Twitch rules about giving away prizes for donations. But either way, you cheap motherfuckers can still enter in to win prizes, but we're not going to be giving away prizes until we reach certain thresholds. So it's going to behoove you to donate. It's going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget, we are still doing Hangover Time. So what you tune in every week for, and every Tuesday and Friday during the playoffs, what you've been tuning in for, we're still going to do our show, but we're also going to have a good message and a good reason behind our normal insanity. Like, we're going to have all the normal interviews, all the crazy guests, all the voices. Doc Rivers will show up. It's going to be a good time. But we're also going to be doing it for a good cause. So please, please, please show up, show out, donate, do everything you can. We love you guys.
We love you. Remember to subscribe on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. That shit helps us. Rate us on iTunes. That shit helps us. We just a general PSA, we just changed podcast hosts again to fix the Google Play issue. If you're still not getting the pod on Google, please hit us up. I don't know if maybe you switched to watching it on YouTube or whatever. Tweet us @MIAHeatBeat. We're trying to get this resolved. I really don't know what's happening.
Switch to Spotify!